Congressmember Barbara Lee, the lone vote for peace after the September 11th attacks.
I rise today really with a very heavy heart, one that is filled with sorrow for the families and the loved ones who were killed and injured this week.
Intoned California Democratic Congressmember Barbara Lee, her voice trembling with emotion as she spoke from the House floor on September 14, 2001, 3 days after the devastating 9/11 attacks. The nation was reeling from the deaths of over 3,000 people, and President George W. Bush was beating the drums for war. Lee spoke during a five-hour debate on whether to grant the president expansive powers to use military force in retaliation for the attacks, which the Senate had already passed by a vote of 98-0. Barbara Lee would be the sole member of Congress to vote against war in the aftermath of 9/11. The final vote, 420-1.
Only the most foolish and the most callous would not understand the grief that has really gripped our people and millions across the world. This unspeakable act on the United States has really forced me, however, to rely on my moral compass, my conscience, and my God for direction. September 11th changed the world. Our deepest fears now haunt us. Yet I am convinced that military action will not prevent further acts of international terrorism against the United States.
Barbara Lee had prepared her speech in a rush. She thought the resolution would go through the committee process, but instead, the Republican House Speaker brought it to the full House directly.
So I had to race down to the floor.
Congressmember Lee told the Democracy Now! NewsHour in an event sponsored by the Institute for Policy Studies just days before the 20th anniversary of September 11th.
And I was trying to get my thoughts together. So I had to just scribble something on a piece of paper.
Barbara Lee's scribbled words resounded through the House chamber.
However difficult this vote may be, some of us must urge the use of restraint. Our country is in a state of mourning. Some of us must say, let's step back for a moment. Let's just pause just for a minute and think through the implications of our actions today so that this does not spiral out of control.
And spiral it did. Brown University's Watson Institute estimates at least 801,000 people have been killed by direct post-9/11 war violence in Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, Yemen, and Pakistan, with civilians accounting for close to half that number. Thousands of U.S. troops and contractors have been killed and injured, with a price tag for U.S. taxpayers the Institute estimates will reach well over $8 trillion. In Turning Point, a sweeping new five-part documentary about the U.S. response to 9/11, Congressmember Lee reflects on that authorization for use of military force, or AUMF, that she alone opposed in Congress.
It's been used over 41 times in about 19 countries, not related at all to 9/11. It's also been used for domestic spying in the United States. It's been used in Somalia, Yemen, you name it. It's been used all over the world as the basis to use force and to bomb and engage in military operations. That is unconstitutional. It set the stage for perpetual war.
Congressmember Lee courageously voted no against the AUMF 20 years ago as Ground Zero smoldered along with the wreckage at the Pentagon and a Flight 93 in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, which crashed as passengers and crew fought that plane's hijackers. After the vote, Lee immediately began receiving death threats and being called a traitor and un-American. But she got other responses as well.
Also, there were, I'd say, 40% of those communications, there's 60,000. 40% are very positive. Bishop Tutu, Coretta Scott King, I mean, people from all around the world sent some very positive messages to me.
At the time, Barbara Lee was one of the newest members of Congress and one of the few African-American women to hold office in either the House or the Senate. When asked on Democracy Now! Where she got the courage to take that difficult stand, she said,
I'm a Black woman in America.
Barbara Lee then told a story she rarely shares in interviews about the day she was born in El Paso, Texas.
My mother she needed a C-section and went to the hospital. They wouldn't admit her because she was Black. And it took a heck of a lot for her finally to be admitted into the hospital, a lot. And by the time she got in, it was too late for a C-section. And they just left her there. And someone saw her, she was unconscious. And then they, you know, just saw her laying in the hall. They just put her on, she said a gurney and left her there. And so finally they didn't know what to do. And so they took her into, and she told me it was an emergency room, it wasn't even the delivery room. And they ended up trying to figure out how in the world they were gonna save her life, because by then she was unconscious. And so they had to pull me out of my mother's womb using forceps. You hear me? Using forceps. So I almost didn't get here. I almost couldn't breathe. I almost died in childbirth. My mother almost died having me. I guess everything else is like, no problem.
On September 14th, 2001, Congressmember Barbara Lee closed her historic speech with a plea for peace and diplomacy. We should all remember.
Now, I have agonized over this vote, but I came to grips with it today, and I came to grips with opposing this resolution during the very painful yet very beautiful memorial service. As a member of the clergy so eloquently said, as we act, let us not become the evil that we deplore.
I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.